Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam now grows up a perfect, a very noble lady. Then one day, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, remember, she is dedicated to the service of deen. She does not marry. She does not marry. One day, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes to her. And this is mentioned in now in Surah Maryam. We now move in the Quran. Sometimes, apart from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, which is altogether, most of the stories are mentioned in different parts of the Quran. So we're now moving from Surah Ali Imran, which is in the third juz, the third para, to the 16th para in Surah Maryam. An entire chapter of the Quran named after Maryam alayhi salam. We need to remember this. Maryam alayhi salam is ours. Isa alayhi salam is also ours. They are mentioned in the Quran. So Allah Ta'ala mentions the story of Isa alayhi salam's birth in Surah Maryam in an entire ruku. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمِ إِذْ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانٍ شَرْقِيًّا. And I will summarize. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam one day comes to Maryam alayhi salam and he blows into her. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is very anxious that what is happening. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam informs her that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that you are to have a child. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam says, قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّا. I seek Allah's protection from you if you have any taqwa. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكْ لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامٍ زَكِيَّا. Because Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, when he came in the form of a human being. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the angels the ability, sometimes they would come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their original form. But more often than not, they would come in the form of a human being. And this is one of the reasons that even jinns, we're not here to talk about jinns, many people get fascinated by jinns. Jinns also sometimes, they come in the form of a human being, sometimes they possess human beings, but there's no need to be scared of jinns. The example is a bit wrong, but dogs, if you run away from them, they run after you. If you run away from them, then they run after you. So jinns, there's no need to be scared from jinns. No need to be scared at all. Allah Ta'ala has created us in many ways more powerful and stronger than jinns. But they also have some abilities. So angels also, more often than not, would come to the prophets in their human in a human form. Allah Ta'ala had given them this ability. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also came to Maryam alayhi salam in a human form. So she became scared and she made dua to Allah. She sought Allah's protection. But Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam reassured her and said, إِنَّمَا أَنَا رَسُولُ رَبِّكْ. That I am a messenger from your Lord so that I can give you a wholesome child. I've only come to just blow into you so that Allah Ta'ala gives you a child. So Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam replies, أَنَّا يَكُونُ لِي وَلَدْ وَلَمْ يُمْسَسْنِي بَشَرْ وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيَّ. How can I have a child? No man has ever touched me. I'm not married. And no man has ever touched me. And I have not committed any sin. I am not someone who has fornicated. I am a very chaste lady. So how can this happen? Because to have a child, you have to have a relationship with a man. The combination of a man and a woman produce a child. This is marriage, the concept of marriage. So Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam replies, قَالَ كَذَلِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. Your Lord has said, this is going to happen, and this is easy for us. This is easy for us. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without a father and without a mother, then for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not difficult at all to make you pregnant and through this process grant you a child. Allah ta'ala is the Qadir, the all-powerful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the involvement of a father for you to have a child. And herein lies a big difference between our belief and the belief of others who believe in Joseph. That there was a person called Joseph, and it was through Joseph and Mary that Jesus was created, was conceived. This is incorrect. We don't believe in this. This is totally wrong. Fabricated against the Quran. There was no Joseph as far as the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is concerned. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam falls pregnant. Through the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the thing that we need to understand, that everything happens through the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So many times a husband and a wife, they try for years to have a child. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 25th juz of the Quran that sometimes Allah decides to give you a boy. Sometimes Allah decides to give you a girl. Sometimes twins. Sometimes Allah decides not to give you a child. So many times we have families that they try for years and years to have a child, and they do everything within their means to have a child, but they don't have a child. This shows the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because it's not within our control, it's in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes people have children after 10 years, after 15 years. So, قَالَ كَذَلِكَ قَالَ رَبُّكَ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّنْ وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَكَانَ أَمْرًا مَقْضِيًّا. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam falls pregnant. Without any involvement of a father, no biological father. This is why Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is known as Isa ibn Maryam. Normally, people are attributed to their father, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah. But Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, no father, so that's why he is attributed to his mother, Maryam alayhi salam. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam falls pregnant. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِذْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. She goes through the normal stages of pregnancy, and then the labor pains begin. Labor pains begin. And these pains take her to a date tree. Now, where was this? Generally, the Christians believe that this was in Bethlehem, Baitul Lahm. And this is approximately half an hour to 40 minutes from Al-Quds, Jerusalem. And there are some narrations within our tradition which also mention Baitul Lahm. But other scholars say that no, it was in the city of Al-Quds, not far from Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. And some say it was somewhere in between. Whatever the case, it was somewhere in or around the city of Al-Quds. Whether it was Bethlehem, as Christians believe, or whether it was Al-Quds, or whether it was somewhere in between. Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam is now by a date tree, and the labor pains begin. And she says, now, until now, yes, she knows that she's pregnant, but it's not fully real. But now it's reality. Reality strikes. And she says she's now worried. Because what will people say? What will people think? What will I say to people when they find out that I now have a child and I did not marry? People will start to point fingers. people will start to make accusations that you have had a child out of sin. So she says, يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. Those of you who understand Arabic, you'll appreciate the beauty and the style in which the Quran mentions this, the whole story. يَا لَيْتَنِي مِتُّ قَبْلَ هَذَا. That I wish I was dead. That I had died. And not only that I had died, I was forgotten. وَكُنْتُ نَسْيًا مَنْسِيًا. I was unknown, no one knew anything about me. Sometimes when someone accuses you of a sin, and not just a normal sin, but a sin like this, and you are innocent. Someone accuses you of rape, for example, and you are innocent. And then the whole world is talking about it. The media is talking about it. The neighbors are talking about it. What does a person go through at that point? When you've not committed any crime, it's a false accusation. So you can imagine Maryam alayhi salam, a very noble lady. All her life she has spent in the masjid, in al-Masjid al-Aqsa, from a noble family. The family of Imran, the family of Hannah, the family of Zakariya alayhi salam. What will people say? That is this what you are doing in the masjid?